We are so enjoying this Philip Glass music. I hate to interrupt it. But our first guest has arrived, and I want to introduce you to her. Philip Glass fan Meredith Sward is here. She's a recent graduate from UC Davis in Technicultural Studies with a minor in Women and Gender Studies. An experimental filmmaker, Sward has had 3 films screened at the UC Davis Film Festival. In 2010, Oh Dear. In 2011, Perfect Plastic. And in 2012, Loyal Aggies. Meredith received Best Experimental Short for Oh Dear and Best Experimental Documentary for Loyal Aggies. Loyal Aggies was a collaboration between Meredith and Natalie Roman. It was also screened at Other Cinema. And in 2011, Meredith presented Perfect Plastic at the Undergraduate Research Conference and discussed the social and cultural role of plastic surgery in mediated American culture. Her most recent projects include a PR video for the Women and Gender Studies Department at UC Davis and a collaboration with Awkwardy, is it Bambi? Bambi, titled PCI, which was performed at the Janet Sulis Gallery in August. Meredith Sward, welcome to Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour.
Thanks.
Sure. Welcome to the program. Did you want Philip Glass in the background as we have this discussion?
Yes, please.
All right. Then it shall be so.
Cool.
You can put on your headphones if you want to hear what it actually sounds like. It's kind of like you've brought your own soundtrack to this discussion.
I would like Philip Glass to be my soundtrack.
Do you often hear music as you say walking or biking down the streets of Davis?
Constantly. Yeah, constantly.
Excellent.
Typically, yeah, Philip Glass, number one fan.
Well, good. I'm glad that you're here and that he's here to provide a background for our discussion. Congratulations on winning all these awards for your films.
Thanks.
It must be gratifying, all of the work shooting and editing and the splicing and the screens late into the evening, that you can present your work in a big fancy theater, such as the Varsity Theater on 2nd Street, and then actually win awards.
Yeah, it's exciting.
It is exciting. What made you choose UC Davis in the first place to study Technicultural Studies and Women and Gender Studies?
Well, I just liked how it felt at Davis when I came and visited, and I came in and I visited the program, TCS. I met Don, and he was really friendly.
Tell us who Don is.
Don Yee, he kind of just makes sure everything's running smoothly in the lab, you know, takes care of you, chats, gives you input on what you're doing.
Right.
Pseudo life coach.
Excellent.
So, yeah, that's who I first met, and I met Jesse, all great people. And I was like, okay, I think I'll come here.
Good. And it worked out.
Yeah. I made it 4 years. Good.
That's good. Technicultural studies, many people don't know what that is. Why don't you provide some definitions for you know, maybe prospective students, parents that, who may want to make sure that their tuition dollars were well spent. What is Technicultural Studies all about?
Well, TCS is about technology and culture, and specifically how technology influences our culture, I think. And TCS allows you to take a lot of studies classes along with production classes, which is a great mix in between your, like, essay writing and being able to create something that's either, like, visual or audio or... It allows you a lot of freedom to work on things you're interested in, which I think is unique to a lot of other majors that just say, write a paper, a research paper on this,
right,
this, or this.
All right, I could see that. I could see why that would be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Good. We're going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, I want you to tell folks about some of your favorite projects that you've completed. And we want to hear more about these films as well. You're listening to KDVS 90.3 FM in Davis. My name is Dr. Andy, and this is Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour. Meredith Sword is here, and we're talking about film. She's had a number of her films, when she was an undergraduate at UC Davis, be recognized with important prizes, including Best Experimental Documentary and Best Experimental Short, both at the UC Davis Film Festival. Now a graduate, she's looking with great eagerness to a future filled with culture, technoculture, and other topics that she studied as an Aggie, including women and gender studies. Meredith, did you know that in addition to techniculture that you'd be doing something with gender studies when you came to UC Davis?
No, I didn't.
How did that come about?
One of my TAs, I took a textiles class, and it was like clothing, like fashion and society, and I'd always been interested in fashion or clothing, and that seemed... It was way more interesting than just the idea of fashion design. And then I asked them, where can I take other classes like this? And they were just like, oh, you should just check out women and gender studies. And then that led to other classes that were very different than just fashion or appearance.
I remember that you gave a presentation last year at the undergraduate research conference that supported your film Perfect Plastic. And I know in Perfect Plastic you explore what you can do with film, what you can do with women and gender studies, and what you can do with a Barbie doll. And I'm wondering if you could say some more about the premise of that film.
So Perfect Plastic was an experimental documentary about the role of plastic surgery in our culture, and it was a mix of interviews with plastic surgeons, and then... I did some performance elements and a lot of found or appropriated footage, and I did like Skype interviews as well and kind of used different formats that you see online. I did some like YouTube stuff that I did screen grabs of and tried to explore how ideas of beauty and attractiveness are created within our culture.
And where do Barbie dolls come into play, if at all?
I was interested in Barbie as, like, the perfect plastic body, because she is obviously completely plastic, and as a toy that many girls my age grew up playing with. Now there are many other dolls that have a plastic body, not just Barbie, but at the time it was mainly Barbie and her very unrealistic body image.
And also what young girls imagine a successful, beautiful woman to look like.
Yeah, but then Barbie was doing all these different careers. You know, she had so many different outfits that she could be a nurse and she could do this and she could do that. But she always had the same body. And it was always, if you had this body, you could do anything, right?
Right. And so you presented this at the undergraduate research conference. How was that different, presenting that there versus, say, at a film festival? And at a film festival, you know, it's already auto-populated with, like, hipsters and techniculture types and people who already, like, get you even before you start speaking. Whereas at a research conference, you know, you might expect an audience somewhat more stuffy, shockable, unexpecting of your particular approach or your film. What was that like, and what sort of questions did you get?
I think what was different about that was that I presented it as, like, this is my research and what I've been studying in the past. It had been, like, 8 months at that point or a little bit more. And a lot of people just presented, like, PowerPoints of their presentations, like, what they've been studying or read, excerpts from papers. But I just gave a brief introduction and then showed my work in progress on the film at that point.
Did you spend any time mocking PowerPoint or people who use it?
No, I was way too nervous.
Okay. And then they asked you questions afterwards. Were you able to answer them, or did you just shrug?
I tried to answer. I think I answered pretty. I was fairly familiar with, you know, the subject matter at that point.
Right.
But, you know, nerves, like, dart in and out, and you kind of just, like, make some hand motions while you're in front of people.
So you were way more stressed presenting to a room full of people in Olson Hall here at UC Davis than you are, for instance, right now, where thousands of people are listening to our conversation.
I can't see them. I can't see the people that are listening right now. It's different.
Okay.
People aren't. You're the only one staring me down, not, you know, an audience of 15.
Thousands, I mentioned before. Well, let's see if we can do something about that. If you have a question for Meredith Sward, experimental filmmaker, technicultural studies major, and loyal Aggie herself, then you could give us a call. 530-752-2777. You're listening to KDVS 90.3 FM in Davis. My name is Dr. Andy, and this is Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour. We'll be right back. This is KDVS 90.3 FM in Davis. My name is Dr. Andy, and this is Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour. Thanks to all of you who phoned in during the break demanding that Natalie Roman, the collaborator on the film Loyal Aggies, join us. We were able to find her. We've brought her down to the studio, and now we've pointed a mic in her general direction. Natalie Roman, welcome to Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour.
Hello.
Good to have you here. Hey, I think I've seen you down here at KDVS before.
Yeah, I was AI DJ down here.
Yeah. So tell us about your show. How long have you been DJing at KWS?
For almost a year now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I DJ and I do music direction.
Which is a big job.
It's a big job. There's a lot to do.
And what's the name of your show and when does it come on?
My show is Bad Ideas. It's on at midnight tonight until 2 a.m.
And do you like that midnight to 2 a.m. slot because there are looser rules as to what you can play on the radio?
Yeah, there's that advantage. And also the station's a little less quieter. During the day, there's a lot of people coming in and out.
Right.
Whereas at midnight, it's just... can concentrate more on what you're doing.
It's you and the mic.
Yeah.
So people like hanging out in the couch room, that keeps you from concentrating?
Well, sometimes, I don't know.
Right.
Maybe just self-conscious that they're there.
and that might go back to what Meredith was saying before about the sense of an audience and how an audience can be non-plussing for people. It can be discombobulating. It can be upsetting, disconcerting.
Be overwhelming.
Bothersome, overwhelming to know that there's an audience. So if you don't see them, then perhaps they're not there.
Yeah.
What sort of music do you play on your show?
I play a variety of different music, rock, punk rock, experimental, whatever.
Have you ever played a song on KDBS that you've heard on some commercial radio show or station?
I don't think so. If I did, it might have been a song that was on a commercial radio station a long, long time ago.
Right. And so do you consider yourself a music historian as well as a DJ?
I don't know. I mean, technically I'm, you know, logging things into a database, so you could see that as being like, you know, historicizing this.
Excellent. I like it. And so you worked with my guest Meredith Sword together on this film Loyal Aggies. What was the premise of Loyal Aggies?
It had to do with the Occupy movement, mostly on the UC Davis campus. And the when we started making it, it was like after the pepper spray stuff, and there was a lot of kind of weird tensions on campus between students, different like student groups on campus and how they felt about the whole situation. So there's like some who became very radical, but some who were part of Occupy but got disturbed by this radical group. But I mean, in the end, people are still trying to reach for this kind of common goal of, you know, good, equal education without having to fight for it,
right?
Physically.
The title Loyal Aggies suggests a kind of school spirit. You might have heard, or you might not have, so I'll announce it to everyone, that it was determined today, I think by U.S. News and World Report, that UC Davis is the 8th best public university in the nation, which is really a big deal. We're working our way up the rankings. I'm wondering what it is about UC Davis that makes you a loyal Aggie, if anything.
You've been here longer.
I don't know. It's kind of, TCS is a small program within a large university, and so I feel like I'm a part of a very small community that may be very different than the university on the whole, and I think that's what we were looking at a little bit in the video about how people organize on UC Davis campus.
Mm-hmm.
And so yeah, between like school spirit rally type stuff at football games, which is a very kind of specific type of crowd, you know, well, as you like, a lot of freshmen I feel like are going to those things because you just arrive and everyone's gathering, and you can be really loud there, and you can say, yell really inappropriate things, and no one cares, and it's okay. But then you have students organizing on the quad, and it's a problem.
And so it goes back to what is the appropriate setting and circumstance for free speech?
Correct.
And does one come away from the film that you two worked on called Loyal Aggies with a lesson or an impression or one's eyes being opened? What's the goal or the result that you see from that particular film?
Well, I think it depends on the viewer and their position in mm-hmm. relation to the events, and I think that's a large part of it. So, I mean, we used all appropriated footage and cut together imagery from November 18th and the days immediately after, with imagery from, like, ads for, like, ASUCD and football games, and kind of compared the interactions, like how similar they were and what was deemed appropriate and what wasn't, and then seeing like the police action that occurred on campus.
Do any women get tackled by football players in this movie?
Yes.
They do?
Yes.
What a surprise. Why was that included? Natalie?
Oh, well, it was actually a commercial that the ASUCD put together, and it's this, what? Or is it that?
It's for the Aggie Pack.
Oh, it's for the Aggie Pack, yeah. And this, you know, nice-looking girl is walking down the quad. I forget what color T-shirt she's wearing. And this, she notices everyone around her is wearing blue, and then out of nowhere she gets sacked by a football player who aggressively yells in her face to wear Aggie blue and, like, throws a towel in her face. And I mean, it's obviously kind of derogative. I don't know. I felt like it was really appalling when we first watched it. I was just like, whoa, can't believe they just made something like that. There was something, I mean, I just feel like it was pretty dark.
Yeah.
Commercial.
Now both of you have made edgy films and sometimes films that might be construed as dark. What do you see as the difference in terms of the explorations of darkness of those two cinematic projects?
Between our video and the commercial?
Sure.
Well, the commercial was, yeah, derogatory and very aggressive towards women. There was no other women in that, like, short little commercial that was made. It was just one girl, and then all the other people standing on the quad were male.
They were guys. Like,
they were all guys. Yeah, yeah, kind of, like, gawking in a way, which is obviously a no-no. So, and I think we tried to display that in contrast with, because a lot of the imagery matched up really closely to what we saw in the November 18th footage that we had.
Mm-hmm.
So you would just see, like, the groups of the police, you know, just hanging around. And, you know, everyone's wearing dark blue. And so mm-hmm. it's all very close to how these institutions function. And
kind of watching over everybody.
Right.
You know, kind of the watchdogs. The ASUCD, you know, watchdog for, like, campus activity. You can see that kind of parallel. And,
we're talking with Natalie Roman and Meredith Sward. They are filmmakers who collaborated on a film, Loyal Aggies, that won the award for Best Experimental Documentary at the 2012 UC Davis Film Festival. We're finishing up this segment with Meredith Sward and with Natalie Roman. Together, they made Loyal Aggies. And Meredith, you're graduating. You've graduated.
Yeah, I'm done.
And Natalie, do you have one more year left?
Yes, I'm hoping to graduate by June.
I'm sure you will.
Yeah.
So here's my question for you, Natalie. Are you going to keep making films? And how much are you going to miss Meredith? That's two questions. Put them together.
I'm going to miss Meredith a lot. And I'll probably make a film this year, or I'd like to. Filmmaking isn't my my first medium I would go to for, like, exploring stuff. I am in American Studies, but we do obviously a lot of writing, but film is, because it's so interdisciplinary,
mm-hmm.
It's definitely something worth exploring in my studies. So I'd hope to make a film soon this year. I don't know.
Excellent. And so you have one more year left of school. Which major better prepares you for economic and hiring success? Technicultural studies or American studies? Okay, go.
Well, I don't have a job yet, so far TCS is not working out. But I think, you know, I really like it. And it,
you get some skills.
Yeah, I have some skills.
It's good to have skills. Natalie, thoughts?
Well, American studies, I think, definitely shows you why there's no jobs and why there's a lot of hard economic hardships in the U.S. right now. So in order to articulate that and then go get a job with that information, hopefully my, I don't know, something will pay off.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
I can tell you've thought about this.
Yeah, I thought about it.
All right, good. Well, Meredith Sword and Natalie Roman, thanks to both of you for coming on the radio show. And Meredith, I know that you will be not only finishing your time here at UC Davis, but you'll be leaving Davis for greener pastures, if they have those, in the city of Oakland.
That's what I've heard, too.
All right. Well, I hope that that works out for you. And we'll be checking back in with you from time to time so that you can share with us success stories as a loyal UC Davis Aggie in the next stage of your economic and artistic adventure.
Thanks, yeah.
Well put. Thank you, too, Natalie, for coming on the radio show.
Thanks for inviting me.
And we'll hear you.
You didn't really invite me.
We just insisted. We'll hear you tonight at midnight. Bad ideas?
Yeah.
Bad ideas here on KDVS 90.3 FM in Davis.